If I were to call my dad and ask for him to help me put up a fence or build a swing set, and he said he would be at my house the next day, I would have no doubt that he would show up the next day ready to work. The reason I could act with such confidence is because of the past track record of my father. He's never given me a reason to question his faithfulness to his word. When he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Now, not all of you can relate completely with me. You may have a father that has a different type of track record. But there is at least one person you can always trust to honor his word. And that's what we will see on today's Day by Day. Judges chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. Yes, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, even Sinai before the Lord, the God of Israel. The judge Deborah is singing a song at this point, and in this particular verse of the song, she's singing about God's display of power in the past. When we read verses 4 and 5, we notice that a few geographical places are mentioned: Seir, Edom, and Sinai. All of those geographical places are found in the land that the Israelites were wandering in for a generation. What's being referred to here is God moving in power from Egypt and the wilderness to the Promised Land. Now remember, we are some 120 plus years from the crossing of the Jordan River when the Israelites first moved into the Promised Land. And when God did that, when he moved in power. You remember the story early on in the book of Joshua with God stopping the mighty Jordan River. You remember the story of the walls of Jericho crumbling to the ground and the other host of stories that go along with that generation. When God moved in the past, it was as if the earth was coming unglued, rainstorms and earthquakes. So we know that God has moved in overpowering ways previously. He has shown up on behalf of his covenant people in mighty ways to rescue them from oppression and enslavement. All of this is to help remind us that God is always faithful to his word. You can trust his promises and truths to his people today because he has proven himself completely faithful in the past. So walk in obedience to his word today. He will not fail you when you do that because he will not fail to uphold his word. As you pray today, please remember Raina Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Sign Language American LifeWord broadcast in the United States.